Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck takes first base on ball four. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beck moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski, who is chasing the ball. Grimm reaches third base with a triple. Joe Kelly pinch runs for Charlie Grimm. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Kelly now playing first base. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner strikes out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball towards left. Komorowski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Komorowski. Butler moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Beck bunts towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to second. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malone moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer throws to second for one, and Wright throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Malone scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malone bunts towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 0 for 1 in the game. Creamer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Wehner steals second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Grantham reaches third base with a triple. Wehner scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler bunts towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Harris pinch hits for Ray Creamer. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Harris moves to third. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Eddie Mulligan. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell strikes out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wehner strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Tauscher now pitching. George Grantham now playing second base. Dick Bartel now playing third base. Joe Harris now playing first base. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGuire for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grantham hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.